Red states take Secretary Mayorkas to court over his order to relax deportations. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll also be very blunt on how the left is constantly trying to sexualize our children. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday. It's a new week, a new brand new spanking week.
It's the new week. It is officially December, and it's like I'm in the spirit now.
Oh, look at you.
My tree up.
Mine's back there. You can't. It's like, hey, can you see it back there?
Yes, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. There. I don't want to screw too much with my, you know how it is. If I touch things here, then I shut down. I don't want to touch too much.
Yeah. So I just wanted to mention, because I ate this last night, and I was thinking to myself, oh, I got to remind people about how delicious these are. So my husband went and fetched salmon fillets from the grocery store. And I said, don't worry about a side, because we have the Omaha Steaks scalloped potatoes.
And
the little flour, the individual little flour.
This is the universal sign for flour, you guys. That's
it's
what it is.
Just the universal symbol for Omaha Steaks, the scalloped potatoes.
That's what it is, the potatoes. That's what you're having for dinner tonight.
And they come individually wrapped in like a perfect serving size for a person, right? You just throw them in the oven for a half an hour, and it's just like, oh my God, they are so good and so filling. So
I want one now.
This little thing, but
it's 6:15. So I want one now. It is 6:15 in the morning here in Texas. I have problems. Well,
you should air fry yourself one for lunch.
Oh, or breakfast. Man. Or breakfast. It's like a hash brown. I'll have one for breakfast.
A hash brown.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. I'm just telling, these are the things that come along that you can order in a custom package that you'd put together at omahasteaks.com. And by the way, everything right now on their site, and they'll put together a whole package for you. If you don't know what to get because everything looks so freaking good, they have put together holiday packages for you that are amazing, that include those sides, that include things like the caramel apple tartlets, and then, of course, include their famous steaks, their bacon-wrapped fillets. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 50% off everything right now at omahasteaks.com. And then when you're at checkout, you use code CHICKS, you're going to get $30 extra off. Over
the greatest. Yeah. I don't want to give it away, but I've gotten like so many people in my family Omaha Steaks for Christmas. This is what I do. Well, I mean, that's fine. They'll forgive me when they get it. It's okay if they find out. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic gift for yourself or for others.
Yeah, it is, you guys. Okay, and check out our website, chicksontheright.com. Chicksontheright.com has everything on it. Fantastic writers, lots of content, pictures of Mock in her bathing suit.
That's fake news.
I mean, I may be lying, but there's lots of really great stuff. So go there, chicksontheright.com, okay?
Do it. Okay, tons and tons and tons and tons of stuff to get to. A few headlines to address before we get to videos. That is, of course, the main news is that the Twitter is exploding because through Matt Taibbi, Elon Musk released the Twitter files, right? And so the files, it's like the new WikiLeaks, only it's not really.
Totally, kind of like
so
that.
So basically just a lot of internal emails between Twitter and the DNC or members of Joe Biden's team coordinating on censoring that New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop, and also coordinating to remove photos that were essentially considered pornographic of Hunter Biden that came from the laptop of him doing like crack
total
and like being
skeeve.
Naked and disgusting
total
and all of that
disgusting
stuff.
Disgusting skeeve. Yeah. Yeah. Can they, I mean, can all these people that lectured us about democracy need to take all the seats? Like they don't get to lecture us anymore about democracy ever again.
Right.
Ever again.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's a confirmation of everything we've all known.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
exactly.
We've been talking about this forever. Mm-hmm. The mainstream news media sites, very, very slow to even cover this. In fact, Elon went after the New York Times specifically, saying it's unbelievable that they are completely ignoring this story. And there's apparently more to come. So there's going to be another drop, they're calling it. Possibly today. I thought it was going to be Saturday night or Sunday morning, but then Sunday, I think it was Elon who said they need another day or two to like organize everything. And apparently Barry Weiss is going to be the next person to break down and analyze whatever the second drop is going to be.
It's a perfect person to do it. Perfect person. Mm-hmm.
Although, of course, Matt Taibbi, who is not a conservative, is getting slammed by all the critics on Twitter saying, oh my God, this is wrong. Because the argument that they're making, and it does have some merit, I have to say, the argument that they're making is that this all happened in 2020. This all happened before Biden was president. So it wasn't the government.
Oh, give me a break.
That's what they're saying. I mean, it's true.
It was but it was leading up to an election. And so that that information was, if the tables were turned, we all know what would happen. They are scrounging. Rationalizing and scrounging, and give me a break. And there are so many people still out there. If I went to Twitter, I mean, 3-4 weeks ago, there are still people out there on the left who act as if that laptop didn't even exist. Like it was all just a Russian conspiracy. This is seriously. I saw it with my own eyes. There were people that were just like, oh no, it's just Russian misinformation, blah, it didn't happen, blah. I mean, they're just making it up out of thin air. So there are a lot of people who truly believe that. And it's astounding what they're going to grasp at straws and rationalize and still try to make this family out like they're holier than thou. And then meanwhile, turn around and be like, Trump is here. Just stop it. You know, it's like they have a different set of rules than we do, period. If everybody could just admit that and we could get on with life, that would be great. But but quit lecturing me on democracy. Just stop it. You know,
I know it's and stop saying the word democracy, because like we all know that we're a constitutional republic.
Exactly.
This whole idea of just shoving that word down our throat as if to train us all to think that that's what we're supposed to have.
Yeah,
it's got to stop.
But it worked. worked at the midterms because people are stupid. Yeah.
Jan Robinson, thank you all for your prayers during 2022. I made it through chemo, surgery, radiation, and I'm now a breast cancer survivor. You chicks made each day easier to get through. Thanks for all the things. Oh
God,
my gosh, congratulations.
Bless you and congratulations.
Wow.
That is awesome.
And I missed super sticker, and I'm so sorry. I saw it just fleeted by, and I didn't see it.
Usually they stick at the top.
Well, it stuck, and then we kept talking, and then it went away, and now
and then
gone.
It flew on by.
So thank you to whoever that was. Okay, so the Twitter thing is a big deal. I was telling Daisy right before we went on, it's why we were a little bit late, that if you haven't heard of Twitter Spaces, it's this really cool way of having basically an on Twitter seminar. And so there were a few people hosting a Twitter space on Saturday night, to which Elon came to kind of break down the whole story about the Twitter files. And it was a 5.5, actually ended up being like 7 hours long seminar. And I didn't know about it. I went online on Saturday night, saw that this was happening, joined the Twitter space and listened in for a while. It was after Elon had already left. But over 1 million people were in this space, this audio space together, listening to various speakers talking about First Amendment issues, free speech issues. It was so fascinating. And then because it was acting glitchy, because they had never reached that number of people before, they ended up stopping it and starting a new one. And I was riveted at that point. I was so into it. So joined the new one right away. And then they mentioned us. They like said, oh, I see Chicks on the Right are here. If you would like to join in, please send us a direct message. And I was like, no, I don't want to. I just want to listen.
It's so funny because Mock's like sitting in the front row in class. She's never done that before. She's like, oh my God, they called our name. What's happening? That's never happened. Yeah, that's kind of
crazy.
That is pretty cool. That is pretty neat. 1 million people.
Over 1 million people. And what an amazing thing, right?
Yeah.
Anybody could listen. If you have a Twitter account, you could just click the button, jump right in, and listen to speakers in real time talking about the issues of the day. Twitter is going to be a force to be reckoned with. I know everybody keeps talking about it's dying. Elon's taking it to the grave. No.
It's not. It's the town square. It's what it's supposed to be, which is the town square. And people are interested and they're hungry for that whole free speech thing, for the for the First Amendment, for free speech. And that should be a testament, right? That a million people were out there and they're interested to hear what these people have to say.
Yeah.
That is a big deal. Like, pay attention, liberals.
It's just a really, really cool thing. I mean,
it is cool.
Oh, I see some people were in there. Okay, so some of the people here were in there. That's awesome. Yeah, it was, and I don't know, I hesitate to say we got a shout out. It was just acknowledged that we showed up. And so that was odd to me. Like, I wasn't expecting it. Daisy was saying, you should try to, you know, get that clip and play it. I don't know if I can do that. I'll try to figure out a way, but it was just crazy. It was just a really cool thing. I hope that they do that lots more. And I suspect that they will, because that was a hugely successful way to reach a ton of people all at once. Incredible. Thank you, Stuart the Brit.
Thank you for
the Sterlings, my darling. okay, so because of that, I do have a couple of clips to play from Yoel Roth, who was at Twitter back in the day when all the censorship was hot and heavy. He actually stayed on, and Elon thought he was going to be a decent person to stick around when he first took over, even though people, including me, like, I'd seen some of his past tweets and I was like, this is a mistake. This is a bad idea. He is not somebody that you should trust. So many people were telling Elon, this is a bad, bad guy. He had faith in him, but ultimately Yoel chose to leave. And so he is now, of course, doing talk shows and trying to get the word out. And he's super weird. He's just a weird, creepy little dude. So I thought I'm just going to play a couple clips of him talking about the process that they used to moderate content. And in this first clip, you're going to hear him talk about how content moderators at Twitter were traumatized. They were all experiencing trauma from January 6th. Listen.
Events of the 6th happen. And if you talk to content moderators who worked on January 6th, myself included, the word that nearly everybody uses is trauma. Mm-hmm. We experience those events.
Oh my God.
Not some of us as Americans, but not just as Americans or as citizens, but as people working on sort of how to prevent harm on the internet, we saw the clearest possible example of what it looked like for things to move from online to off. We saw we saw the way that rhetoric about a stolen election was being mobilized on sites like thedonald.win.
Sure.
We saw the trafficking of this content in the fringe parts of the internet, and we saw people dead in the Capitol as a
Is that what he saw?
Who died in the Capitol?
Right. Is that what he saw? That where is really he saw that? Yeah. What really?
Oh my God.
So he was traumatized. In his Twitter building, like, so he went to his meditation room and got like a latte after he was traumatized. I cannot with this guy. Oh my God. And so he was like, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to like squelch free speech because I was traumatized as I was sitting in the meditation room at Twitter.
Well, he was saying that in the context of why did they take down Donald Trump's Twitter account? And so that was some of the backstory, right? Because it all had to do with January 6th. And so in another clip, they're talking about like satire and sites like the Babylon Bee, because one of the reasons that Elon bought Twitter is because of when they banned Babylon Bee. That was like over the top, overreach extraordinaire.
Yeah.
When it comes to not even being able to have satire, then you're literally turning into a communist country. And so this Yoel addresses that as well.
Babylon Bee, which is what got him to buy the thing, I think.
That's the one which
was not particularly funny. The Babylon Bee's man of the year is Rachel Levine. Not funny.
Yeah. And you can ask,
I didn't agree they should have taken that down, but go ahead.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting to think about what the competing tensions around that are. And I want to start by acknowledging that the targeting and the victimization of the trans community on Twitter is very real, very life-threatening, and extraordinarily serious. We have seen from a number of Twitter accounts, including libs of TikTok notably, that there are orchestrated campaigns that particularly are singling out a group that is already particularly vulnerable within society. And so, yeah, not only is it not funny, but it is dangerous, and it does contribute to an environment that makes people unsafe in the world. So let's start from a premise that it's fucked up. But then, again, let's look at what Twitter's written policies are. Twitter's written policies prohibit misgendering, full stop. And the Babylon Bee, in the name of satire, misgendered Admiral Rachel Levine.
Twitter satire.
Nominally, but it's still misgendering.
Okay.
And, you know, there can be a very long and academic discussion of satire and sort of the lines there. Interestingly, Apple tried to tease out this question of satire and political commentary in their own guidelines, which I think are also fraught. But, you know, we landed on the side of enforcing our rules okay. as written.
That's that.
Okay, but let's go back to the whole premise of, I thought it was funny. So does he get to decide what's funny and what's not? Does Yoel get to decide that? Because I thought it was funny. And a lot of other people, I'm not the only one who thought it was funny. The Babylon Bee is freaking hilarious. I share
it's the greatest.
I share their stuff all the time because they're really, really freaking funny.
Yeah.
So those two people on that stage seem like they would be so fun at parties, right? I mean,
well, it's interesting that the more masculine of the two is the interviewer.
Right. I was going to ask you if that is indeed I don't want to misgender anybody, but is that was in fact a woman, right?
Yes.
Who was desperately in need of a brush because there was.
Yes.
Right.
That
okay.
was a woman.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
You guys, I have to tell you quickly that there is some very exciting news from our friends at bonefrogcoffee.com. And that is, are you ready for this?
Oh my God.
Two new roasts, you guys.
Two
blends. So they've got, and these are going to be available starting Wednesday. Okay. So they're coming out Wednesday. Mark your calendars because, and it's funny because they're like the exact opposites of each other. One is called the Zen Frog Decaf. So this is their first decaf blend that they're going to have available at bonefrogcoffee.com.
I'm so excited. He's so excited about the decaf.
I'm not excited for decaf at all. I could not be less excited. Yeah. Who is? Your husband?
My husband. He's so, because he's a decaf guy.
Really?
He's a decaf guy. And so he's so excited about the decaf. Right. Mm-hmm. This is what happens when you get old. When you get old, Mock, you start drinking decaf. Yeah. For all sorts of reasons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a decaf guy. So he's so excited. See, people are saying decaf, please. A lot of people are really into the decaf.
Well, and like when Wednesday.
Wednesday. So decaf. People are so excited about the decaf. Yeah.
Okay, but here's what I'm excited about. The other new blend is called Door Kicker. And
I love it.
I know. And that's here's me. How they describe it. They say it's a light roast, but don't let the term light fool you. Door Kicker has the most caffeine of Bone Frog roast. It's perfect for those who really want to kickstart their day.
So that's me.
Right.
That is me. Yeah. Somebody said, yes, heart palpitations. That's Dan. I'm right there with you, Dan. Right there with you.
Right? Mm-hmm. That is what I'm talking about. So those two new blends come out on Wednesday. They, of course, still have all of their traditional yummy blends available right now. And if you go to bonefrogcoffee.com and you say in the drop-down menu when you're asked, how did you hear about Bone Frog? If you choose Chicks on the Right, you're going to get 5% off of any subscription order. And I'm telling you, go for the subscription, because if you're like, oh, I don't know if I like it, please, you're going to like it. There's no not liking it, you guys. It's freaking delicious.
It is so the best.
Just do it.
Best coffee ever. And they have the coolest merch too. You guys should check that out for Christmas. And then also go to our links page, chicksontheright.com/links. Do that too.
Are we doing that from now on?
What?
Slash links.
I kind of think that's good. I don't know what key that is, but I feel like... like we should do that from now, from here to four.
And forthwith,
we should do
that.
By
the way, can I also just quickly mention that I am not using my little heater from Eden Pure today because I have on a Heat Holders Long John top.
Oh
and
my God.
I am so freaking toasty. I love everything from
I'm
there.
I'm traveling there this week. What is the temperature?
Get ready. Bring your heat holders, everything, because you're going to
No.
It's happening, man. It's happening. For real.
Okay.
Also, I know that this is apropos of nothing, but can we just briefly show how ridiculously gorgeous Amal Clooney? That's the reason for my name.
Is that why you have Amal Clooney? Yeah, she's listen, I'm not a fan of either one of them, but she is flawless. She is.
This is a different dress than she wore, like even on Friday night. She wore this unbelievable red gown. She never makes mistakes fashion wise. Extraordinary.
Is his neck thing a pride thing? Is that pride? Is that?
I mean, it is, I suppose, the pride symbol, but he was being honored. He got one of the Kennedy Center honors. This is what they're attending.
The Kennedy Center honors, yes.
U2 got Bono honor. Yeah, and I can't remember who else, but other people. But I did want to show you what Julia Roberts wore, too, because her dress was hilarious and something I would totally do. Let me find it, because this was my favorite. Yeah, she wore a dress covered with pictures of George Clooney.
Oh, my God.
That's the greatest.
Is hysterical. That's actually really hysterical. That's funny. That is really funny.
Okay.
Oh my God.
We have got to get to the Trump tweet that is causing all kinds of drama.
The Trump tweet.
The Trump tweet. Let me share my screen so that you can see it clearly. Do you see that? I don't think I can embiggen it in any way.
No, I can see it. I probably should put some glasses on.
I'll read it just in case people can't see it. So this is what he put on Truth Social. This was shortly after like the Twitter file dump, right? He said, so with the revelation of massive and widespread fraud and deception in working closely with big tech companies, the DNC and the Democrat Party, do you throw the presidential election results of 2020 out and declare the rightful winner? Or do you have a new election? A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections. So,
yeah, I mean, that's
yikes.
Yeah, it's a little, I mean, it's, yeah, we're getting.
I'm just going to tread lightly here because people are furious at me already on Twitter. But I said, this is so not okay to even float the idea of terminating the rules and regulations of the Constitution for any reason whatsoever. And so it was interpreted that way by lots and lots of people, right? There were people freaking out on all sides of the aisle, just as like this, you've gone too far. When you start saying, because you want the presidential office back, that you're willing to suspend the Constitution, then you're officially a dictator, goodbye. And that was how I read it. Like, I'll be honest, that's how I read it.
If there was fraud and deception, then okay. If you feel like there was fraud and deception, what you should say is there. We need to investigate what that fraud and deception was, and let's be rational about it. But to say let's throw out the Constitution, you know what I mean? It's like then it becomes a little. Listen, things are crazy enough without tweeting crazy things. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the thing. So people, the people who are loyal to him no matter what, immediately came out saying, no. Everybody's just misinterpreting what he said. And so, for example, just to give you a taste of the kinds of comments that I was getting back in response to this, this Salvador guy says, reading comprehension is really weak. To a lot of people, apparently, he did not call for termination of the Constitution. He said someone already did it. With such massive fraud, even the ending sentence gave it away. Are you guys stupid? This is the kind of thing I got like all weekend long. And so that's the rationale, right? People are trying to say, no, what he meant was that Democrats have already engaged in the termination of all the rules and regulations and articles of the Constitution. And so the only two possibilities, the only things left to do now are declare Trump the official winner or hold a whole new election, neither of which are realistically going to happen.
No.
Just stop already?
You're right. I mean, that's not going to realistically happen. But I do agree with the fact that they have engaged in, you know, and doing all the bad things. I mean, Democrats have been deceptive, and they have engaged in fraud, and they have engaged in, you know, rigging things and withholding information and using, you know, agencies to their benefit. They've done that. They've done all those things. But what that requires is people on our side of the aisle having actual balls and holding investigations and holding those people accountable. That's the problem we have on our side of the aisle, is a lot of those people don't do that. So that's on us, you guys.
Right. Well, and the Republican Party, I mean, this is, they are so freaking worthless.
Yeah, they're weak
to this. However, I mean, the problem too is that, you know, the process, our legal process, the whole process that's built into the Constitution allows for you to have your grievances addressed, right? And so Trump literally filed suit 1,000 billion times, and people who he appointed said, you don't have a case here. And so I don't, you can't, the question, I guess, to the Trump loyalists is, what do you actually think can happen here? Because there's not going to be a new election. He's not going to be named the official for real president. None of those things are going to happen. The only thing that can happen is that our elections are made safer. Now, Republicans do have some power with that. Congress, those in Congress have to make that a priority, because we have to have, we have to restore faith in our election system. We have to. And so, I mean, look what happened in Arizona. You know what I mean? Like, we have to get the, we have to get that right. And Republicans have to absolutely work on that. But, you know, and people in here saying, I'm agreeing with Democrats to push DeSantis. I don't give a fuck if it's DeSantis or anybody else, okay? If it's Trump again, I will vote for the guy. But for, but the Trump loyalists who I fight with the hardest are those who are like, it can only be Trump. Trump is entitled to this presidency, and I won't vote for anybody else. Those are the people that will cause Democrats to keep on winning. And I talked to a lot of them on Twitter yesterday who were like, no, I'm not going to vote for DeSantis if he's the nominee, because he betrays Trump by running. And that's when I'm just like, you guys are freaking whack. If you think that just somebody running in a primary is a betrayal to Trump, you have lost your mind, and now you're attached to a man instead of a movement, because MAGA is a movement and not a man. And it's time for somebody else to take the mantle, because Trump, with tweets like that, that cause nothing but constant misinterpretation, or if he didn't mean what he said, people are going to think he did. He cannot communicate the way he does and expect for people like me to continue to support him. And that's the problem.
But
people are like, you're never going to win the Trump supporters. Well, you're already losing people like me. So what's
the actually answer? I take the person out of this entirely. Like, I don't even, I'm not thinking about Trump or DeSantis. I'm thinking about the process, you guys. Like, I don't even think about, I mean, honestly, I'm not thinking about the man or woman that is going to even run. Like, we've got to work on the process. And I think about, you know, congressional people and Senate people who are, need to like grab a set and or buy a set with the money that we pay them. And they need to like handle this. They need to handle it once and for all, because we've got stuff that's not working. You know, we've got processes that are obviously not working. And they're definitely not working in our favor. They're working in the Democrats' favor. And the Democrats are just steamrolling us. And so, you know, we have people that I see them on TV. You know, I see like the Lindsey Grahams and the people on TV that know what's going on, but they have no balls. They just have no sense of going in there, and they'll talk about what the problems are, but they won't solve the problems for us. So we need people who are actually willing to get in there and get their hands dirty and solve the effing problems, and they're not doing it. They have no problem taking our money every year, but they are not getting in there and solving the actual problems. That's where I'm at right now. I don't give a half a shit who runs. I don't care if it's Trump, if it's DeSantis, I don't care. They're all the same to me right now. We just need to solve the problem. We're not, it's like, to me, it's like a cancer. You know, it's like, it's getting worse and worse and worse. It's metastasizing at this point. And it's not, it's not getting better, you guys. And it's what it's doing. It's fracturing our party. And there, and the people on the left side of the aisle are just enjoying all of this as
they're there for the ride. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. They're loving it, you know, because we don't have anybody that has any strength on our side that is helping to solve the problem. We've got to get this taken care of, or else it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. It doesn't matter who's running. We've got to make sure that we have elections that are going to be fair.
Yeah.
And
I don't know the answer to that, except because everything is so corrupted. And so there's an interesting thread from a libertarian on Twitter who was weighing in about the whole Trump tweet and everything. And I thought it was such a balanced view. I loved this. She said, "The Dems are horrified by Trump's call to suspend the Constitution over fraud. I don't like it either, libs, any more than I liked your efforts to abolish the Electoral College, add states, close churches, force vaccines, infringe on 10A, or on 10A, weapon the DOJ, collude with social media, pack the courts, harass justices outside their homes, infringe on the Second Amendment, keep political prisoners, pass a climate bill disguised as an inflation reduction bill, encourage the drugging and mutilation of kids." You can interpret his words to mean that he wants the Constitution suspended, or that the Democrats already suspended it. Who the hell knows? I do know that Trump cannot afford to not choose his words wisely. That said, Democrats can't be mad. They try to suspend the Constitution every damn day.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing.
That's pretty good.
They fight dirty. They don't care who's, they don't care. They're just going to fight dirty, and they don't play by the rules. And we need to start playing by the rules again. All of us, we need to start.
Well, we need to play by the same dirty rules the Democrats are, which is why, you know, in Georgia, if you're in Georgia, and you know, that's why I was telling everybody, vote early, do the early voting and do the mail-ins and all that stuff, because they're the only way to play the game is to play it on their level. It's not working to be the better party. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I hear you. It's because it's become a street fight at this point.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But then, okay, so there's a whole other issue that relates to that, and the reason for the headline, because I said the GOP keeps screwing itself. So right now there's this whole hullabaloo in the House about who's going to be the speaker, right? Kevin McCarthy won in the little primary that they have, not the primary, but, you know, the initial just Republican votes. Republicans said, yeah, mm-hmm. He got enough votes for Republicans to say, we want Kevin McCarthy. Well, now Matt Gaetz and some other holdouts, I think there's five of them altogether, are saying they will not vote for Kevin McCarthy. And so it is possible, you guys,
my God,
it is possible that a Democrat could be Speaker of the Republican held House.
Yeah.
And that is because we, just like Trump loyalists who will only vote for Trump, there are people who, because they would rather give up the leadership because on principle they cannot stand to vote for McCarthy.
And because so they're babies. Because they're total babies.
Ourselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we screw ourselves.
Right. Because we're gonna shoot ourselves in the feet. And it's like, well, I don't like that person. Wow.
Right.
I refuse. So basically, I'm going to make the American people suffer because I'm a giant jerk. This is what I'm going to do.
That's what some people who are Trump loyalists are saying. They're like, I will only vote for Trump. Anything else is a betrayal to Trump. And so I won't vote for anybody else. I will vote for Trump again. Okay. So, and I know you will. If Trump is the nominee, we are in, you guys. The problem is that there's a whole bunch of people who are not. And people like me who don't want Trump to run, but will vote for him if he's the nominee. There's a whole bunch of people like me who won't do that, who are dead in the water on this, who are like, I will never vote for Trump. I would sooner stay home. And those are the people that are going to ensure the Democrats keep winning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
meanwhile,
a fact. It's a
meanwhile,
math.
Democrats are like, oh, Fetterman, I'll vote for him because he has D next to his name. That guy's literally like, he's mental. He's not all there. He's like brain damaged. I'll vote for him because he has a D next to his name. You know what I mean? This is what Democrats do. And that is why Democrats win. But us, we don't do that. No, we don't do that because we're like, oh my God, because we're all in cliques. We're all in these stupid ass high school cliques. This is what we do. And this is why we won't, this is why we'll like, it'll be our demise. This is our demise.
Why I'm already resigned. Like, I just feel like 2024 is a lost cause, you guys. It is a lost. And I don't mean to be like the harbinger of doom, but whenever I have these exchanges like this, I'm just like, well, I know I'll join the GOP team to try to thwart another Democrat presidency. I'll play ball. I'll jump on the train.
If you're right about that, if 2024 is a lost cause, America is a lost cause. Mm-hmm. Because we cannot take much more of this. I mean, and I, that breaks my heart because.
Ah, where did she go? Oh man. Well, let me just play this clip of Trey Gowdy talking about the House stuff, because that I was setting the stage for that anyway. And so it'll be, oh, here she comes. Here she comes. There. Where'd she go?
I just said it'll be a lost cause, and then it like shut down.
You just vanished, man. You just disappeared.
StreamYard gods were like, don't say that, Daisy.
Well, I was just about to play the Trey Gowdy clip explaining the whole House hullabaloo.
Yeah.
So here is what we were sort of leading up to.
Joining us, I'm Trey Gowdy, and it's Sunday night in America. The drama on the Republican side of the House continues. At least five GOP members say they will not vote for Kevin McCarthy to be speaker, despite McCarthy winning the nomination with 85% of the vote. And because the margin is so narrow in the House, five defections could actually be enough to elect a Democrat speaker.
Oh my God.
Democrats wasted no time and expended no drama picking a leader of their own to replace Nancy Pelosi, Hakeem Jeffries from New York. So who will be the next speaker of the House? Who are these Republican House members who will not support their nominee? What do they want? Why didn't they run themselves? Are they really willing to risk a Democrat speaker?
Yes, they are.
Joining us now is the congressional correspondent.
Anyway, they are. They're absolutely willing to.
I'm not a fan of McCarthy either. I mean, he's not my favorite guy. I'm not. I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, McCarthy. Woo! It's like, yeah. Woo! So he's not my first choice, but I mean, but what's the alternative?
Exactly. That's the whole point, right? That's the whole point.
Most politicians I'm not a fan of these days anyway. They're all douchebags. But what are you going to do? It's like you got to fall in line a little bit with some of these people. It's like, because the alternative is a freaking commie.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, I don't have a lot of hope, and I'm sorry to say that, but I just don't, especially because I see the people. I mean, I see our side infighting. People are like telling me that because I refuse to fall in line with Trump right now, that I'm somehow going to lose the election. No, because I would vote for him. That's the difference. They will not do the same if it's somebody other than Trump. So it's not on me. It's on them. Okay. I don't know why that's so hard to understand, but apparently it is. Also, Lara Trump has been let go from Fox News because of Trump's running. So they were like, conflict of interest, you got to go.
That makes sense. I was wondering when that was going to happen, because I'm like, she is going to cause some problems.
Yeah.
I like her, but I mean, she, like, could you imagine if somebody like a DeSantis did run, she would be dissing him. There's no way. There is a conflict of interest there. She's basically Team Trump. I mean, that's not going to. You can't have somebody who is, you know, that is thoughtful and considerate of all parties involved when she's just like, oh my God, my father-in-law is the best thing ever. I can't. It's just not going to work. I mean,
it makes perfect sense that they wouldn't be keeping her.
Yeah.
Shelly, thank you very much. She says, let's crash this plane because I don't like the pilot. Exactly. That's what this feels like, Shelly.
Yes.
That's what this feels like. Oh my God. And the craziest part is that, you know, DeSantis specifically has been such a model governor and a model of conservative values and conservative results, that to see these people actually calling him a neocon and a traitor is so batshit. I mean,
you know what? I'm going to be fair here. Mock is Team DeSantis. I'm Team Nobody. All right. Because I don't know who else is running. So it could be.
And DeSantis may not be running. Right. We don't even know.
It could be Jane Smith. that ends up being my person? I don't know. I'm keeping an open mind. I don't know who it is. It may be somebody else that I just am completely unaware of at this point. Jungle Boy.
Jungle Boy may be coming.
I don't know. And I don't care right now. Right now, I'm like more concerned with the fact that we're completely fractured and we need to figure it out. And then we also
imagine that we haven't even started primaries yet. And it's already this bad.
And we need to figure out how to make sure that our election is fair. That's the most important thing, right? Really. And then we can move on to like, let's all maybe support one another. Yeah. People are screaming about James Woods. I know. Are we even talking about that today, James Woods?
That he's suing the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
We can.
I know. I know somebody just mentioned that. I know we know that happened and he is suing the DNC. And I know we weren't really going to mention that today, but I know that that's like a huge story. And I think it's awesome that he's suing the DNC. Good for him because he's had his career squelched for like the past 6 years. But I mean, you know, this has happened to a lot of conservatives. He's like one of a gajillion conservatives that's been squelched by the left. I think it's just indicative of the whole everything that's happening on Twitter thing. You know, it's like the same thing with Twitter, like and all sorts of people who have had, you know, their livelihoods. And we've had people that are conservative pundits who have been squelched on Twitter and on social media. Yeah. And I think he's just had it on a celebrity platform where like in Hollywood, he's been squelched. It's just a whole other level for him. But this is happening all over. You're probably going to, I don't know, maybe there's going to be a resurgence of conservatives that are going to be coming out of the woodwork saying, I've had my career ruined because of, you know, because of liberals squelching me. I don't know. Good for him. Good for him for speaking and good for him for suing the DNC. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but yay. Yay him.
Mm-hmm. also, Kanye is, he's still saying things. Now, I don't know. This must have been on Parler. I'm guessing it's on Parler because right now he's banned elsewhere. But now he's decided to take the racist rants to Elon. And so now that's what we're doing now. So here is what he posted in all caps. This was yesterday. He said, am I the only one who thinks Elon could be half Chinese? Have you seen his pictures as a child? Take a Chinese genius and mate them with a South African supermodel and we have an Elon. I say an Elon because they probably made 10 to 30 Elons and he's the first genetic hybrid that stuck. Well, let's not forget about Obama. I'm sorry for using curse words in church, but I don't have another word for Obama yet. Yay, 24. Let's unify and find out.
Somebody needs to get him on medication. He is just a hot, hot steaming mess. He's just a steaming mess, you guys.
The steamiest, right?
It's just the steam is coming off of him and he is just, it's just the middle of a breakdown. We're all witnessing it. It's just, I mean, we giggle about it, but it's sad. It's so sad what's happening to him. And nobody seems to want to help him. They're just all like the Milos and the Nick, whatever his name is.
Milo released a statement saying that they mutually decided that he's going to leave the campaign.
Did he finally have like a come to Jesus moment where he was like, I probably shouldn't prey on this guy for financial gain. You know, that's probably a good call, Milo. Okay. I mean, these people, it's like, honestly, he needs help.
The problem is who he has no family. I don't, well, I'm not aware of any siblings.
He has an ex-wife. What about all those freaking Kardashian people? Did they not give a crap?
They don't care about him.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. And all those people that watch that show and they're like, the Kardashians are so great. Really, are they? Because maybe like one out of the 18 gajillion of them could help him, you know?
That's the problem, is that there literally is no one in his life. I really pity him for this because there is no one in his life looking out for him. No one. Not a single soul.
Well, his ex-wife is too busy getting people out of jail. Maybe she could help him, you know?
She's not gonna.
Well, that's too bad because that's the father of her children.
Yeah.
So... you know,
I think she's sitting back and watching him melt down and not giving two craps about it.
That sucks because you signed on for that, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of people who are falling apart, can I just show you a photographic progression of that chick, who's the, what's her name? The chick that's in New Zealand. Who's the, Ardern. Jacinda Ardern.
Oh, yes. Oh, God. The one who's totally bat crap?
Yes. You guys, I did not realize, I don't know what this is due to, but like this looks like, you've seen those mugshot progressions of somebody on meth, right? That's what's happening to her.
Wait, she's in charge of things.
I know. That's why it's so alarming. Look at this. Look at her face. Look at this progression. What is going on?
Well, maybe. Wow.
Right? Like, this is bad.
Is that an eating disorder? I feel like that's an eating disorder. That's
maybe you're right. Maybe
I feel like that's what it is, Mock. I mean, I'm not a doctor. No way, shape, or form am I an MD in any way. I just wanted to point that out. But I feel like that looks like a little bit of an eating disorder. You guys, somebody says meth or cancer.
Well, it reminds me of the meth mugshot progressions for sure, right? But like, I saw this, I was so struck by it that I was just like, what is
it does, but I've also, happening? I've known a handful of girls growing up who had severe eating disorders. And that also reminds me of the progression of that as well.
I mean, yikes.
Anorexia. Yeah, Julie, anorexia. Like, that's what anorexia looks like.
Okay, because... Yeah. I don't know.
If she's working a lot and she's not eating and taking care of herself, it also could be anorexia. I'm just pointing that out. Possibilities. Yep.
Yikes.
Yikes is right.
It is time for you to start stocking up for Christmas presents and stockings. And this is what you can get right now. I mean, you can get anything you want from mypillow.com/chicks, but I could not recommend more highly the kitten fur squeezy technology of the MyPillow slippers and moccasins. They are
pretty awesome.
Glorious.
Mm-hmm. They're the best. Glorious. I love the travel pillows for people. Those are really great gifts. Mm-hmm. And since I already have bought like most of my Christmas presents, a lot of them are in my attic right now and all of my Christmas trees are up. I'm not even kidding you guys. Well, I have one more to do. I have two Christmas trees up, one more little one to do. Yeah. See, I'm that person and I've bought like all my Christmas presents, but I really love the travel pillows for people. They're great. You guys, they're great.
Especially because they can actually roll up pretty tight and fit in a stocking. So really great. That's another great stocking stuffer. Mm-hmm. MyPillow.com/chicks. You can save huge on their sheets still. You can also get buy one, get one offers on a ton of their products. This is the time to stock up, support Mike Lindell in the process, support us in the process. Mm-hmm. MyPillow.com/chicks and then use code chicks at checkout.
Okay, let's get to your sack of whack.
Okay, you guys, beware of wrapping paper this year because apparently you could accidentally pick up pornographic wrapping paper. I didn't know this was a thing. Okay, do we need to have that on the market? Mock thinks it's funny. It's not funny.
I totally want this. I would have
picked that up by accident. And that's what happened to this poor mom. She picked up this wrapping paper and then she starts wrapping her kids' presents. And she's like, oh my gosh, look at this. By the time she's wrapping her third present, she noticed that it's like porn wrapping paper. And then there's another picture. Can you scroll down? See, look at that.
Oh my gosh.
Frosty has a ding dong. It's not. Mock thinks it's great. Mock's gonna go try to find it.
I am. I love this paper. This is the greatest. I love it. I love everything about it.
Not okay. It isn't okay.
It is kind
of. Cash is trying to eat my goat. He's trying to see.
He
wants to eat it.
He totally is trying to eat it.
Do you see his face? Look at Cash's face. Can you see his face right there?
He's like, where's my flap? Give me a flap, Cash.
He wants to eat the goat so bad.
Aw, uh-huh. Don't let him.
I won't let him. Oh, I won't. Because see, if you can see, we got a little gift from Michelle.
And Michelle Vetter, for those of you who do not know Michelle Vetter, you should be in our Facebook Insiders group purely because of her amazing administration skills of that group. Like she remembers everybody's birthday. She is like the organizer of everything. She keeps everything so fun on our Facebook Insiders group. And she made us these beautiful chicks on the right Christmas trees.
I can hold one up.
These ornaments, every single one is chicks related. She made them.
It says, are you, Are you ready for this jelly? I haven't put mine on yet. Cash, stop. Okay, hold on. I got some other ones too. Cash is trying to help me. Cash,
don't let him eat those.
I know. He wants to eat the balls. Don't eat the balls. Stop. Stop. He's out of control. Okay. And then like we got chicks in the house. How great are those?
God, I just love, love, love this tree. Love it.
Cash likes the balls. I know. It's the greatest. So, and then we got ones that, look at this one. The Camp Tona one with the sand in it. How great is that? I mean, so creative.
I know. I just, she's amazing.
So great. So thank you for those. And then I wanted to show you up close and personal, and then I'm going to put mine on my tree. So.
Okay. Yeah. You. I already hung all of my new ones on the tree, and I am in love, in love.
Your thing is mine. I'm sorry. Anyways. Okay.
So that is your whack.
That's my whack. Yeah. So also, beware of porno wrapping paper, you guys, because it's whack.
I thought it might be fun before we get to my pillow talks to share an old clip of Andrew Breitbart. I put this on our website last week, I think sometime. And it's just this clip. I don't know who the interviewer is, but it just made me miss him so much. You know, sometimes it's, gosh, I mean, just thinking back to what a world of difference he made in people's collective sort of awareness of how awful the media is. Nobody was like him. You know what I mean? Like he's the one best. Of a kind.
He was the goat. Goat.
Really, truly the goat. And so I love this interview because you can just see his passion. And I just thought it'd be fun to share this.
From Righteous Indignation, I, Andrew Breitbart, I'm at war with the mainstream media. I'm at war with the mainstream media because they portray themselves as objective observers of reality when they're hacks who think they can destroy everything America stands for. But shouldn't you relax? Things are working out. There's Fox News. There's Rush Limbaugh.
That's
all
not
kinds
enough.
Of
That's not enough. That's not enough. That's not enough. This is what angers me so about the.
That's concern. What I want to know. Why aren't you more relaxed? We're 20 years into it. Just as you said, why don't you say, "Oh, okay, I'll take a."
No,
I'm
it's,
half my
it's
time
not
on
enough
the beach in
because
Santa
AM radio. An op-ed column and Fox News is not enough. The big.
What do you want? What do you want?
I want a center-right nation to fight for its soul, and its soul is represented in the arts. Its soul is represented in a world in which media is everything. AM radio is the lowest form of communication. It's tinny. It's not robust. It's not Avatar. I want Avatar. I want the right to enter the world of media to the extent and invest in media the way that the left does. George Soros is throwing money like crazy.
You want an NPR?
I want everything. I want us. They have an NPR. They're so slick in understanding how important media is. They've convinced the government to pay them to propagate their worldview. How come we're not fighting for money to propagate our world because we don't believe in it? Okay, then use the free market to convey the same ideas with the same level of sophistication and excellence that NPR does, because they are superior at what they do, just as Jon Stewart is superior at what he does. I grant Hollywood and the experts in propaganda for what they do.
You admit that they're good. In fact, that's what annoys you.
That it annoys me, and it annoys that our side does not commit to this battle.
God, and that's precisely
so right.
And that's precisely what Daily Wire is trying to do right now. Right?
And they're doing it well. In fact, I feel like they are a better namesake of his than the actual Breitbart site.
Yeah, I agree.
They do it. They do what Andrew Breitbart said should be done a lot better.
Right. Yeah, because somebody took over Breitbart and they don't do it as well as, you know, he probably could have done it. And when you posted that last week, I actually posted in response a video of him. There's that one clip of him where he just goes war.
God,
remember?
I love
good
too. I have to
watch it at least once every 2 weeks just to get fired up again.
So
against people who tell me that I have TDS. Quit telling me I have TDS, dude.
Oh my God. No, they're saying it. Oh, that we have TDS?
Yeah, they said that we have collective TDS. So you got to do your homework.
I mean, they can say that about me. You're probably less so than me, but yeah, I'm just over it. I'm just over the drama, man. It's just too much.
Enough. Right.
That said, I will be voting for him in a third election if he is the nominee. I don't know how much more clearly I can state that, but I feel like I always have to state it for the record.
Come here. Bring it in. Come here. He's not flapping. He's just shoving his butt up in the air for everybody.
Forever.
I know. He kind of did. You want to flap? Come here. Bring it in. He's ignoring me now. Now he's being, he's done so much. Like, here, maybe I can get him to come over if I. Come here. his ears just pricked. This is the greatest thing. I would use this all day long. I love it so much. It makes me so happy. You have no idea. You guys, I hope everybody has. Hey, listen, just as a heads up, we're not going to have a show on Wednesday because I'm going to be traveling to Indy. I may or may not be hanging out with Mock this week. It's a possibility. You guys, but yeah, no show on Wednesday, but the rest of the week we'll be having shows. So everybody have a wonderful day today, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Bye. Bye.
Two red states take Secretary Mayorkas to court to challenge his order to relax deportations. I'm Sarah Carter on the latest Sarah Carter Show. I'll also be very blunt on how the left is downright evil in constantly trying to sexualize our children. And I'll react to Biden's pathetic response to the protests in China and the non-binary administration official now charged with a felony. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.